This is the section on the pop rock pattern, and what I would like to do first is play this pop rock pattern for you so you can hear what it sounds like. Here's me playing the pop rock pattern. For each measure, which is a group of four counts, I am playing three strokes of the same note. The first stroke is hitting on the first beat. The second stroke is hitting between the second and third beats, which we call the and of two. And the third stroke is hitting on the third beat and sustaining through the fourth beat. Listen again as I count and play so you can hear this. One, two, and three, four. 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 Now let's get you to do it. The note I am playing is a C. This is also the name of the chord. Chords are three or more notes played together, and they are usually played by guitarist and keyboardist. Bass players generally just play the name of the chord. To play this C, I am placing the third finger of my left hand on the third string, third fret. This means I am on the third string from the floor, and the third space created by the fret wires. Make sure that yours sounds like mine. Here's mine again. Now, as far as your right hand is concerned, you want to use either your first or second fingers to pluck the third string. These two fingers will take turns hitting the note as we go through the pop rock pattern. Your thumb is not considered the first finger on guitar or bass, so use either your index or middle fingers. To pluck a bass string correctly with the right hand, you actually move the finger up towards you with the stroke as opposed to moving the finger away from the face of the bass like you would on the guitar. To make this easier, make sure that your right wrist is resting on top of the body and your hand lays draped over the face of the bass guitar. This will put your fingers in the prime position to execute the technique I just described. Now that you have that, try and play the C with the pop rock pattern with me. I will count to four first as a count off, and then I will play the pattern while continuing to count over and over again so you can practice playing along with me. Do this as many times as you need to in order to get the feel of this pattern. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and 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 3, 4. Now let's make it a little more fun. Let's add some drums to it. What I'll do first is play through the pop pattern with just me and the drums. Then you'll hear just the drums for you to play along with. There will be a four-beat count-off before each of these sections. Have fun!